Welcome to the On Call Room,
a Grey's Anatomy podcast
with your hosts.
I'm Abby.
I'm Brie.
We're here drinking hot toddies.
The hottest toddies in all the land.
If you think a hot toddy should have tea in it, vote now. Now.
That's bullshit. Hot toddies, there are two recipes. One with tea and one without tea.
I think I've always made it with lemon tea.
See, I just put lemon juice in it. So I just boil some water, pour some whiskey in, cinnamon, honey, lemon.
When I was...
Why bother with tea?
Because it gives it flavor.
I like the taste of whiskey.
I do too. But I also like the taste of tea.
Tea.
When I was sick, I think it was 2 winters ago, for like a long time, I just never got better. I was taking shots of whiskey before I went to bed.
Yeah. And like, medicinal, man.
Yeah. It was good. I kind of like that, though, when you're like, oh, I have to take a shot of whiskey. My throat hurts.
Yeah. We speak about it a little later in the podcast, but I have a bit of a cold, listeners. So if I sound a little nasally...
That's why.
Don't mind.
I learned today... Let's both tell our stories at the same time.
I was just going to say that I drank hot toddies all weekend and like one to two at night. And it was great because like you only put a little bit of whiskey in it, but like the drink lasts a long time. So you're not like drinking wine, you know, like I didn't get drunk or like I didn't feel, and I felt warm.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like drinking tea at night because that sucks.
Yeah.
You know, like.
People who drink tea at night are liars.
Yeah, they have fucking whiskey in it. I'm like, I'm going to drink hot toddies all winter long.
We should just research other hot drinks. Because I agree, like, I don't want to drink a mixed drink in the winter. I'm too cold. Unless it's like straight whiskey with ice. I'll drink that.
For sure, anytime. Pour out right now. But pour one out for me now.
I wouldn't drink that in the summer. I feel like it's too, like, hot.
Yeah, whiskey's a winter drink. I don't drink whiskey in the summer.
I learned this week while speaking that I say a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't think that I did until I heard myself.
Where'd you hear yourself? Segway.
Oh, well, I actually heard myself from that fundraiser that we did. Like, so Jake videotaped me, and I went back. Yeah. And before I start every important point, I say, I don't even remember saying it. I'm going to try to be conscious of it for the rest of the, while we talk today.
We also say like a lot.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
It's really annoying. I'm going to try not to say either of those words, and I'm going to have to think before I talk.
At least you don't go, because that's what the French do.
That sounds better than
That's their, that's how, you know, that's a big difference of how they know if you're like a native speaker. It's how you like stutter.
Like how you
if you're like, that's, yeah.
Interesting.
So if you say,
Also, if you bump into someone and you say, oh, you're from the Midwest.
You are from the Midwest.
We had a dance party the last night of the conference and, and they're playing, oop, there it is. And we're all going, oop, there it is. And it was really funny.
Why do we all say that?
I don't know. I also, so there's this big dance party at the end of the photography conference and I didn't drink because I didn't want to feel like shit the next day and I was already going to be tired and I didn't want to be tired and hungover. So I was like, you know what? I'm just not going to drink and just made that decision. And because of that, I danced harder than I think I've ever danced before because there was no nothing was holding me back and I didn't have to go like stop and get a drink and sit for a while. I never left the dance floor and I woke up on, I guess it would be Friday morning, more sore than I've ever been in my life. Because they were playing like headbangers. Like I was headbanging. My neck felt like it was going to fall off. Like it was so painful.
But worth it?
Yeah. I remember at some point having to take a breather during the dancing and just bend over because my back hurt from holding the weight of my body up. And I just jumped. Because white people dance by jumping.
That is true.
Yeah.
Or to an...
Yeah, or step, toe, step, toe.
I like that one.
Yeah.
That one feels good to me.
Yeah.
I don't like to jump because my boobs hit my face.
Yeah, that would be dangerous.
Yeah. Or they might hit someone behind me. Who knows?
That's one of the drag queens at the conference because there was a drag show. She had like a chest plate with these like fake boobs.
Yeah.
But they were like massive, but not only massive, massive and perky, like in an unnatural position. But you could also tell they were fake because they, when she would do this move where she'd move them in a circle, but they stayed together. And I was like, real boobs would not stay together. They go on their own.
Yeah.
She used them as an accessory though.
And whack someone to the right.
Yeah. Like she like could make them go like up and then down. It was pretty epic.
It is very epic. But I wish I could have seen that.
I was wearing this outfit while dancing that was like, oh, see, fuck, I said it again. It was a striped pant set with like a tank top that was really long and flowy. So it was just like, I looked like a circus tent. No, you're looking at me because I said like, it was a circus tent and everyone called me a dancing rainbow blur, which makes me think that I thought I was really good at dancing, but I think I was just moving around quickly.
I think if you had a good time and you felt empowered, that's all that matters.
I did, and I also wore Nike tennis shoes to dance my hardest, which everyone should not ever wear like nice shoes when they're going to go dancing. You should wear tennis shoes.
Obviously.
It changes everything.
Well, yeah, because you can actually move. I'm like over heels.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I mean, I have my Dans Co's, and I have like a square heel, like a very thick heel. Other than that, I'm just like, fuck it. Mm-hmm. Why would I want to be... I think heels look cool and great. Yeah. And I'm not putting down anyone who wears them. But like personally, I just feel like shit when I wear them.
Yeah, I can't have fun.
Yeah. So I just don't care to.
Same with tight pants.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't say no to those yet because I still wear them. But they ruin nights.
Yeah.
You ever get home,
put on pajamas? They ruined my life.
You ever go home, put on pajamas, and you're like, oh, I got a second wind. And it's because you can breathe.
Yeah. You know what I had an issue with this weekend?
What?
That feeling that you've told me about where, like, I'm wearing sweatpants, but I need different sweatpants on because these sweatpants are too tight. Yeah, but all of my, like, baggy sweatpants were at my friend's because she had worn them. She'd stayed over here, like, multiple times drunk and that, like, not in a row, over some weeks. And just I haven't gotten them back from her because she's worn them to bed and I'll bring them back. And I realized all my like baggy sweatpants.
A travesty.
And like John doesn't own, he lounges in jeans.
Which is the true travesty.
I mean, he does have some pajama pants that he wears, but I wanted like, the gray sweatpants in my head that I needed to put on. And I was like, these Vikings are too tight.
Were the A-Day ones, they get tight.
They weren't the A-Day ones. Oh. They were just different like, just leggings that I just...
Yeah.
Like I wanted my stomach to like roll over and like to wear a huge sweatshirt.
Yes. Oh, there's no, I like right now I'm wearing a pair that I will go home and change into a different pair. And these are kind of baggy.
Yeah. Same with these. I think they're just a size too small.
There's levels.
Yeah. So I felt like you this weekend where I was like, I need baggier clothes on.
Yeah. You'll know you're me when you cry when you put sweatpants on because it feels so incredible.
That I've almost been to that point. Not quite yet.
It was high school.
I hope to call you when that happens.
It was high school. I got home. I talk about high school. We all do like it just happened. It was 11 years ago that I graduated. So this was probably like 13 years ago. Holy Christ.
It's fucked up, man. It's fucked up.
It's fine.
I keep wondering like when am I going to be an adult? When am I going to like... have the job that I want? When am I gonna like feel confident at all times? When am I gonna like have the paycheck I want?
Yeah.
And I don't think it ever happens.
I don't think you ever feel that way because something always like there's always something better too. Mm. Unfortunately, we're gonna be old and look back on these days. Like those are the best of our lives.
Yeah. Fuck. We didn't have our shitty kids.
I hope that if we do have kids, we have them literally at the exact same time. I will feel so much better about labor if you're going through it next to me.
I will
do it. Wouldn't you?
I will do it for you. Oh, I mean, like with
you. You mean you'll be my surrogate?
I would absolutely do that.
Oh, God. I won't be yours. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I wouldn't need you to because I just said I'd be yours. So that means I'd probably be willing to.
Could you house both my children and yours at the same time so they could start their bonding experience?
Maybe. I watched my sister bear twins and it did not seem like a pleasant experience.
True, true.
So I'd like to do one at a time.
Yeah. If I could choose.
Yeah. Or we could both just be pregnant at the same time. We'll call each other and be like,
but what if
I have news? No, I have news. And then we find out we conceived at the exact same moment and it gets real weird. Spooky weird.
It was dark and we weren't sure who we were with.
This is a great plot for a movie.
What if, yeah, like two couples go out drinking, get wasted, accidentally sleep with each other's person. Oh my God, but they're still in love with their partner, but then they have to raise the other person's child. Why? This should be like a Judd Apatow film.
Should we write this screenplay?
We have, I mean, this is a good idea.
Yeah.
But it's like, not why? Like but in love do they? The other
but do they know? Do they both know that they cheated? Was it an accident?
No, it's like they throughout the movie. There's like flashbacks. You know how when you're blackout, like you get, and like eventually
they were they like sharing an Airbnb?
Yes, and like it's like once in college, which this I feel like this people will think this sounds inappropriate. It was in no way inappropriate. Jake and his like one of his good friends. We were out drinking, and I was brushing my teeth, and I went back into bed and thought it was Jake, but they had switched. But this it, that's again like it sounds in this era of life like something very gross, but it was not at all. So I like cuddled up to Jake's friend and like I was like face me because he was like facing the other way, and then it wasn't Jake, and then we all laughed. Like it was a pleasant experience. This wasn't nothing got inappropriate.
Are you okay?
I just need to like I don't want people to be like, oh my God, your husband is an asshole and you should report him. It was his birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday.
He's 29 now.
Oh, he's a year older than
like
me.
Like the rest of us. I know.
28, bitches.
It was Bree's birthday last week.
It was. It was great. It was really fun.
I had to miss her actual birthday party because I was at
But you went out on my birthday.
I did. And ate tapas.
Yeah, it was great.
I want that soup again. Almond soup, people.
It was like a gazpacho.
But white.
Because gazpachos are cold.
Yeah.
John made a gazpacho once. I hated it. I told him I was like it, because it was like a tomato. It was cold tomato soup.
Yeah, that's what gazpacho is.
But this one wasn't.
I know. Oh, wait. I just thought about
wait, what just happened.
I thought about when I went to Spain and we would buy gazpacho on a carton because that's what Spain like. It's a Spain thing, and we would drink it
it's
out
a
of the
Spain thing.
We would drink it out of the carton.
Isn't it Spanish?
So when you get it, it would be this delicious cold soup, and then they'd come around with chopped veggies that they'd put on top.
Oh, where are you? So like
in Spain.
Well, I know that, but like like at a restaurant?
Yeah, the carton gazpacho we'd buy at the grocery store, and my roommate would just drink it out of the carton like all the time.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like you bought a carton at and a grocery store, and then people on the street were like, veggies for you?
There. Ooh, I got it. You know when you
yeah,
get
when
it?
It's like deep in you.
Deep. If you guys weren't aware, this is a Grey's Anatomy podcast.
What have we even been talking about?
I don't know.
Like, I literally blacked out for that. What was that, 20 minutes?
12 only.
Damn.
I know. You can find us on patreon.com/theoncallroom. We should say this, right? It's important.
Yeah.
Where you can become a patron and co-host. We have a co-host tonight. She's special.
She's great.
And you also...
She's special.
She is. I love her. And you can go to instagram.com/theoncallroompod. Wait, I feel bad. Like, our host told all of her siblings to listen to this episode, and I feel like we are just, like, doing a disservice.
Okay, let's start again.
Hi. We're sponsored by... No, they know what it is. You can find us on Patreon. You can find us on Instagram.
At the On-Call Room Pod.
Yeah. Bree does an excellent job of handling that. Oh, update on t-shirts.
Yes.
So there, you can't order them anymore. So if you have ordered them and you're like, what the F? She took my money and I've not gotten anything. Don't worry, we're sending them out soon. Also, if you have not yet been invoiced, I will send out the second round tomorrow. There's not very many of you, just a couple. Also, some of you have been invoiced 3 times and it must be going in your spam. So check your spam. Look for, it's going to come from PayPal and pay that because otherwise I'm going to wear all of your tank tops and t-shirts.
Sorry.
Yeah, so...
And then you can't have sex in them.
Yeah. People liked that feature of them.
Yeah. And that's really unfortunate.
I can't wait to wear mine. You've worn it. Give us a review.
Oh my God. I loved it. So I picked them up and I put my... So I had to go out for John's brother's 21st birthday. Everyone, listeners, just found out I just turned 28. So that's a big difference.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to look cool because, like, what are the young kids wearing these
right.
days?
You texted me.
Yeah. So I wore our tank top with a little hoodie and then a jean jacket and tight little skirt and some tights and dance goes. I haven't shown that much leg since I was about 21. And yeah, and then I wore it at my birthday party too.
Oh, you looked great.
I felt great in it. It's a great tank top.
I'm going to grab mine from you tonight and wear it tomorrow.
Yeah, perfect.
Tomorrow I get to go. Okay, so listeners, you know I'm a wedding photographer. This is like the winding down-ish time, but except not for like editing, just for actual taking photos. And I felt like I went out with a bang. This is going to go back to the... Well, what's it going to go back to? I don't know. Oh, what I'm going to wear it to tomorrow. Remind me of that part.
Okay.
So it's been like really crazy. And my second to last wedding was on Saturday. And I, right towards the end of the night, go to hook my camera back onto my strap and definitely didn't hook it. And it just fell crashing to the ground from like hip height. Luckily, it had a flash on it and it landed directly on the flash. The flash literally broke in half. Like I saw wires. But the camera and the lens, which are the most expensive part, like were saved. Like my flash sacrificed itself, which it's still expensive, but not as expensive as everything else.
Thank you, flash.
Yeah. And then I was like, well, that sucks. And just had to keep going about my night. And so
Could you still take photos?
Yeah, I have two flashes.
Oh, okay.
For that reason. In that moment, though, I thought to myself, I cannot wait until Tuesday morning when I get to go to an infrared sauna appointment because I'm so stressed out and tired and like overstimulated that all I want to do is sit in a hot sauna with like meditation music, lights, and like dead silence for an hour. So my point is I get to do that tomorrow and I'm going to wear my tank top.
That's great. So you wear clothes in the sauna? Are you wearing it to the...
To it.
Oh.
I think you don't wear clothes in it.
Probably like a towel. Like you would in a normal sauna.
Yep. And it's heated by infrared lights versus like dry heat.
It is dry,
but not like with those rocks. Remember like in those one hot saunas? Not the rock, but the like...
Okay. But most saunas are like wet.
This is not a wet one.
Right.
But you lay... And the lights, you can change them to whatever color. And then I found an app that does like really great relaxation sounds. And I'm just going to zone the fuck out. It's awesome. $30 for an hour.
That's not bad.
Not compared. I mean, I know it's no massage or anything like that, but I feel like it will be relaxing. And it's like,
I feel like it's more expensive than that.
No, it's $30 for a whole hour. I already paid.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Why do I feel...
It's 20 for 30 minutes, so you might as well do the whole hour.
Oh.
But yeah.
And it's 50 for the two person, so it's 25 a person.
Oh yeah, we're going to have our next meeting there.
Yeah.
That would be so fun.
Yeah, it would be great. It's right down the road from me. Just sit with
We should record an episode inside the sauna.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Any other... Oh, everyone should go see Bohemian Rhapsody. I guess there were mixed reviews, but I knew nothing about... I mean, I know some stuff about Queen and Freddie Mercury, but, like, I had never, like, watched performances or anything like that. And obviously, these are actors, but I feel like they do a really great job of portraying what they were like while performing. And, like, today, all I listened to was Queen. I couldn't stop. I cleaned my house to Queen. There's so many Queen songs that I love, but didn't know Queen sang them.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I was in high school, a very big Queen phase of my life.
Yeah. I really love it. I forgot how much I loved Another One Bites the Dust. That was like my jam in high school, but I haven't listened to it since then.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, do, 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 do. It's just so good.
That was good.
When he comes in, I just like, it's the best cleaning music because you can sort of like dance like you are Freddie Mercury, but you're cleaning and you feel
good. And you have a broom instead of a mic stand.
Yep. So, anyways.
Or a vacuum.
Everyone should see that movie. I love seeing movies.
I know. There are a couple I need to see. I think I have to sneeze. I'm going to hold it back.
We'll take a break. Okay, so we do want to talk about our longtime sponsor, which some of you guys have used. I think two of you, which is not enough, but it's excellent. So A-Day is an amazing women's clothing line that you can find online at www.thisisaday.com. They just came out with their first or second collection. It's called the Plant Bay, you know, like boob bay, which I learned bay stands for before. Oh, shit. I forget what it stands for. Pretend I knew what I was saying. But it's our very first plant-based fabric in three super soft silhouettes, all made from an innovative blend of beech tree fibers and special ingredient seaweed. Sustainably sourced, ultra soft, and named for their plant-based booster ingredient from the sea, because you should care for yourself like you'd care for your plants, which I think is incredible. So there's a really soft turtleneck, there's a really soft t-shirt, and then a tank top. And I have the turtleneck, and it is truly like butter soft. Like, I know people always say that, but most of their materials are more like technical, like you can sweat or work out in it. This is like so, so, so soft. And for winter, it's a great layering piece. And it's made out of freaking seaweed, which is so cool. So
that's crazy.
Yeah. So everyone should check them out at www.thisis8a.com. You can get 10% off your first purchase using the code OnCallRoomXAday. And if you do that, you're supporting us, which is really awesome. So it's Christmas time, and sometimes people like to buy like sustainable, amazing gifts for their family and friends, or they need something. Maybe you've been eyeing something this every time we mention this and you want it for Christmas. Make sure you let your family know that code or your friends and check out their new Plant Bay collection.
I didn't end up having to sneeze, but
she did not have to sneeze.
But I just wanted to mention to people, you can find us on Patreon. We already said that. And you can find us on Instagram. But also don't forget to leave a review.
Oh, yeah.
We have 121 reviews, which is awesome. I was just looking to see if I could find...
I couldn't find any new ones. So people must be rating it without writing anything, which is fine.
Yeah. But 5 stars would be great. And if you rate something, you may hear it on the podcast.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if I should advertise this because technically we're not at our goal yet. It went down, but it's out there in the interwebs.
Yeah.
You can leave us a voicemail.
Yeah, you can.
And you can, if you're a patron. And so if you are a patron and you want your voice heard on the show, just become one and we can give you the phone number and you can leave voicemails that we'll play on the show here. So do that.
Yeah.
Also, if you're a Harry Potter fan, in 2 days, Fantastic Beasts and the Crimes of Grindelwald comes to theaters.
Ooh.
And I am fucking hype as can be.
Are you gonna go first?
Yeah, I'm going. It's at 8 o'clock. It's not even a midnight showing. 8 p.m. on Thursday night.
That's fun.
I'm so excited. This is like the equivalent of a new book coming out. No, I'm going with other people.
Oh.
But this is
other people.
Actually, I'm going with patron Rachel, who brought me the cheese.
Oh, yes.
But this
is the diarrhea cheese.
Yes, the diarrhea cheese. This is like the equivalent though of like her releasing a new book. Like, because she's not doing books anymore, but she's doing these movies and she wrote the script and it's all this new information. I mean, these are basically prequels to Harry Potter.
Oh, so these aren't books.
No,
that were turned into movies. These are just movies.
Just movies. And she wrote the script. So it's essentially like a book, but in movie form.
How fun is that?
So it's nice because there's nothing to compare it to. I'm not like, oh, the book was better.
Yeah, you can just enjoy it for what
it
is.
I'm so excited. It's like 2.5 hours long and I can't wait.
That's great. Are any of the characters, any of the original characters or no?
No, because it's taking place like too far. Dumbledore is in. So this is the first one Dumbledore is in, but he's young Dumbledore and he's played by Jude Law.
Oh my God. I want to go see these.
Yeah. So there will
I'd be confused.
And we're going, I don't think so. You've seen all the movies, right?
Yeah. But I haven't seen any of the other Fantastic Beasts ones.
Well, there's only one.
So I can watch that.
It'd be easy to catch up. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyways, just everyone bully Bree into reading the books.
I'll do it.
You won't.
No, I need to.
I know. It's
maybe this winter.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right, anyway, listeners, we're gonna get into it. We have a really great patron on the episode today scrubbing in, and we're going to talk about season 4, episode 12. So buckle up and get ready, and here we go.
Nice.
Hello.
Hi.
We have someone here scrubbing in. Not here, actually, but somewhere in the world.
Scrubbing in with us today.
Her name is Sylvia.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
So, Sylvia, where are you in the world?
I am in Aurora, Illinois.
Ooh. Ooh.
Where is that in, like...
Retrospect to Chicago.
It's, you knew what I was going to say.
Yeah, because I was going to say Chicago, but that sounds so vague. It is probably 45 minutes away from Chicago.
Okay.
Amazing.
West, I guess.
Can you take the train in?
Yes.
That's nice. Do you go there often?
Every other weekend to visit my fiance's parents. But other than that, not really. I was never about that city life.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. It kind of stresses me out.
I like to think that I'm like a city girl, but it's really for like 24 hours and then I have to get back to like my couch and like a car that I can drive like and listen, you know what I mean? Like be alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so stressful. There's too many people. There's just a lot going on. And I'm just like, I can't. Like,
yeah. Yeah. A lot of anxiety.
I think it's important to note, too, that Sylvia is one of our, like, very active, amazing members in the Facebook group. Like, you are an all-star, and I'm thankful for you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to hear that. I was actually just thinking about this because I was MIA last week, and I was like, I haven't posted in there in a hot minute. But I was just so exhausted, and I didn't even watch the new Grey's episode till when was it? Sunday, I think. So
I just watched it.
Same.
Today.
I watched it like Saturday or something. I was a little behind.
I also you were the one that helped us meet our goal, weren't you? You like crusaded that whole like effort, which was amazing. You really rallied people better than we ever have.
Yeah, people listen to you. We should hire you.
Yeah. It was great.
Be a permanent co-host.
Yes, yes. There we go. There you go. We already, what did we say? We're selling the podcast for, was
selling
like
a podcast.
Like half a million.
Something, I think a million.
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
And you get the title of chief.
Yeah, you get the title of chief. So we're going to ask you some Grey's questions. I'm sure you're familiar with them. Bree's going to go first, and we'll just go back and forth.
Well, before we ask a Grey's question, I was just going to ask you what you do in Illinois.
I work for a company where I list stuff online, like through eBay and Amazon.
Oh, cool.
And they sell stuff like Barbie, American Girl, Beanie Babies.
Babies. Is that still a thing?
Yeah, apparently it's a huge market. Some like there's some Beanie Babies that are listed for like $700. I'm like $700.
I sold mine in a garage sale 2 for $5, and I had a Princess Diana bear.
Are you kidding me?
I had the Garcia. I was like a big bean. I was part of the Beanie Baby Club where you got like one a month or whatever. It was a thing. And a newsletter from the Beanie Babies.
Oh my God. She's a platinum member.
Yeah. I don't know if you should be admitting this on the podcast.
Wait, that's awesome though, Sylvia, because that's like the job that like... somehow you know someone is out there is doing it, but you don't like know who and like how long have you
it's
been
Sylvia
doing it? Yeah, it's Sylvia.
I started working there October of last year, and I just really started part-time as shipping, but you know, I'm number one, and so I got moved up and have a position in the listing department. So
nice,
you know, moved up doing big things.
I love it. Thanks for sharing that.
But now the most important questions, the Grey's questions. Yes. So when did you first start watching Grey's?
I think I started watching Grey's maybe 2010. I believe I started in when I think season 5 was running, but I ended up watching a rerun on Lifetime. They would always go in. Yeah, and that's how I got into it because it was a scene with Christina. And I remember it was from season 4, and I was like, she is so funny. And then and that's how I started watching the show. And then I think that whole, in the next 6 months, I ended up buying like season 1 through 5, I think it was, and I ended up catching up and buying all the episodes. I went crazy.
Did you buy them on iTunes?
I was just going to ask that too.
I didn't buy them on iTunes. I actually bought them on DVD.
DVD? Yes.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Because I feel like it's one or the other. We have a lot of listeners who bought episodes on iTunes.
Yeah.
And then, or like the box set.
You know, like if you, because Apple saves all of your like purchases. And so whenever I get like a new device, which I just did yesterday, it will like load some of the purchases on there because I haven't like chosen for them not to be. And the only two things that I've apparently ever purchased on like iTunes for like TV shows is one episode of Lost, which I know I've watched a bunch of times because when you're on an airplane, you're like, shoot, what do I have? And then do you remember The Secret Life of Ryan, that like skateboarder kid, Ryan?
No,
it was on MTV. It's like some episode of that show.
Why would you buy that?
I don't know. I just thought it was cool.
I don't think I've ever bought a TV show on iTunes.
But
yeah, me either. I bought the musical soundtrack.
Yes.
Like as soon as that came out.
Wait, for Grey's?
Yeah, the musical episode. I bought the soundtrack for that.
I now know what to get Brie for Christmas. Thank Stop. You so much.
Stop it.
I didn't know you could buy that.
I didn't either. Wow. And this is unfortunate. you know, it would like be in my car and I would like listen to it every day, but like not tell anyone. Well, I mean, if we're going there, Sylvia, how do you feel about the musical episode? You obviously like it then.
I like it. I mean, there was just one song that I was like, that one Walking on Sunshine or the Sunshine one with
Yeah.
Your Name is Lucy or whatever. That one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. I didn't really like that one. I didn't put too much attention to them singing with the mask on, and I think that's why I liked it.
Yeah. I love that they did that.
Okay. All right.
Perfect. How did you get it? Oh, wait. You said you got into it from season five.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So who is your favorite character?
Oh, I have been thinking about this. So I think Bailey. Because Bailey has just been, you know, consistent. She's been solid. She's fair. She gives you life lessons. Bailey's everything that's needed in a character.
Yes.
Yeah. I would agree with that. She's everything that you should be.
Yes. I love that. I also think Bailey, like, when we finish this podcast, like, 10 years from now, Bailey will be like, if we have to wrap up and choose favorite, I think she'll have, like, she wasn't before.
She will probably
but
win.
But now she is.
Yeah. Okay, what's your favorite relationship?
Alex and Meredith.
Yeah,
oh, that's a good one.
They're just like, he's just so cute with her. He's just, the way he's compassionate towards her is just like my heart, because, you know, I didn't really even like Alex for the longest, but I like them, like their relationship.
Now, you're not one of those people who wants them to be dating, right?
Oh, no, that'd be too weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
But you can appreciate their brother, sister, best friend vibe.
Yeah.
Cool.
What about your least favorite character? Or you could do, like, if you have an unpopular opinion about something.
Least favorite character? Richard.
wait, Adele or Richard?
Richard. It's Richard.
Oh.
If you look at the episodes and you really start to think about, like, the way Richard interacts with people, like, he gets angry, and he didn't teach these residents, which is why they went all crazy to begin with. And then he would always steal surgeries from Bailey.
And Bailey's your favorite.
Yeah. So I guess.
So what do you think about the fact that the two you just listed are like BFFs?
Well, I don't know. Bailey needs to find herself a new BFF. Richard was just straight playing her, like, all the time. He would just go and take her surgeries, and, you know, Bailey was just sitting there in the beginning seasons with her little bowl haircut, just being like, what happened?
So. Yeah. Oh, my God, I just love your interpretation of this. It's like an epic standpoint. I love it. Did you watch the newest episode then?
I did.
You saw Richard get angry.
I actually was so glad that that's the route he went instead of drinking again. I was like, are you kidding? Are we doing this again?
Yeah.
And then I thought it was amazing when he got off that bat.
Yeah.
That definitely had me in my feelings. I was like, what, Richard? And then I kind of felt bad for disliking him, but.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
You know, it was good.
He forgives you.
Yeah. Oh, you can't like them all. No. Do you have, okay, so that might be an unpopular opinion.
Yeah, I think that falls along with unpopular opinion.
Do you have, like, a death?
Yeah.
Or, like, some moment that gives you crazy GGBs?
GGBs.
Or, like, gives you all the feels?
That's pretty much the whole show, but Derek's death is what affected me the most, and it wasn't really the fact that, you know, he died. It was more the part where Meredith was sitting there and she's like, you know, I'll let you go. You can go. I think that's the part that had really got me. It still gets me. If I need a good cry, that just that whole saying, hey, you can go, and everything they've been through and all the flashbacks that they threw in there.
I know. I've only watched that like two or three times, and I feel like I'm holding space for when I really need to cry, because, like,
yeah.
I obviously will, because I haven't watched it a million times.
You're not dead to it yet. It's like still fresh. Yeah, I think too, anytime there's a flashback situation.
Oh, like they did that this season.
Yes, with George. Well, all of them, but yeah. George's was the most iconic, that little flashback. Also, like I think, oh my God, who was it that posted that said like the CGI was really...
I think it was Sonya.
Yeah, it was Sonya. The CGI was so bad.
Oh, it was terrible.
But like, oh, when George...
What about Doc though?
Yeah, Doc too.
Dog.
I can never remember which one it is, and I always choose the wrong one.
It's not dog. Oh, whatever.
Oh my gosh, I love it. And then how did you find us assholes?
Well, I had already I listened to Grey's Anatomy a lot, so I was like, I wonder if there's a podcast, and then I clicked on a couple different ones and it wasn't working. So then I finally clicked on your podcast, and I was like, oh, finally. Look at that. This works.
Was it working like you didn't like it, or like the technology wasn't working?
No, the technology wasn't working, and then some of the episodes said that they were done with the seasons, like they weren't producing anymore. And I was like, I don't want to listen to a podcast that ends.
Yeah,
has already ended, so I didn't want to do all that.
Yeah, we will never end. We will never end the podcast.
Wait, that's incredible. Also, what if I was like, it's because I hacked all of the other ones.
Can't listen to.
I love that. That's great. Anything else that you want to share about Grey's or things before we get into the episode?
Let me think. No, I mean,
Grey's. This is your platform, girl.
Yeah.
No, Grey's is life. I think that's
Grey's is life. Yeah.
Yeah, I had made my fiance binge watch. Well, she binge watched the Grey's Anatomy, I think about a year ago. She spent the whole summer and watched season 1 through 12, I think, or 13, to whatever the latest season was at the time.
How does she feel about it?
She likes it. I think she likes it. Enough. I don't think she loves it, but she likes it.
Gotcha. That makes sense. I love it. I know. I think there's a nostalgia factor. Well, you haven't been watching it that long, but I just think it's like...
8 years.
I guess it's a long time.
It's a long time.
Oh, my God.
It's going on a decade.
I'm going to really quick pause it, and we're going to take a quick break, and I'll explain why in the break. 1 second.
Okay, so season 4, episode 12.
12.
Where the Wild Things Are.
What song is this?
I have no idea.
I guess we'll find out at the end.
Abby, do you want to do the honor of reading the monologue?
Sure, I will, since you both are nasally. Just kidding. Sylvia, you sound like a queen.
Okay. What do I sound like?
You sound nasally. You sound nasally.
I know.
It's beautiful.
I can't.
It's like a sexy voice.
Is it?
Yeah.
Just thanks.
Okay, this is Meredith speaking. It says, we like to think that we are rational beings, humane, conscientious, civilized, thoughtful. But when things fall apart, even just a little, it becomes clear we are not better than animals. We have opposable thumbs. We think, we walk erect, we speak, we dream. But deep down, we are still routing and around in the primordial... Wow, there are a lot of big words in this, everyone. Sorry. Okay. But deep down, we are still routing around in the primordial ooze, biting, clawing... I don't know that word. Clawing, scratching out an existence in the cold, dark world like the rest of the tree toads and sloths. There's a little animal in all of us, and maybe that's something to celebrate. Our animal instinct is what makes us seek comfort, warmth, a pack to run with. We may feel caged. We may feel trapped. Oh, my God. Bree is laughing at me because I stumbled on my words. God, listeners, I'm sorry. Okay. Ooh, we may feel caged. We may feel trapped. But still, as humans, we can find ways to feel free. We are each other's keepers. We are the guardians of our own humanity. And even though there's a beast inside all of us, I'm falling apart. What sets us apart from the animals is that we can think, feel, dream, and love. And against all odds, against all instinct, we evolve.
That was great. You did a great job.
I would not have gotten the job if that was an interview. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Finish the intro against all odds.
Wow. Seriously, I really did. That was really, really hard. Okay,
so Sylvia, what's your first note?
I put dark and twisty Mare just sitting there in therapy, just staring at the therapist.
That's a good first note.
Yes.
I wrote, therapy, Meredith.
I wrote that too. And then I wrote, who made her go? Did she go herself? Her therapist looks like her mom.
Oh,
yeah,
she
does. Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Because at first I was like, whoa, it's a weird Alice. And then yeah. I remembered it's the therapist. But they so totally look alike.
I wonder if they did that on purpose.
Maybe. I don't know.
Like some mommy issues?
Yeah, could be. I love this therapist, by the way. Like,
oh, yeah. And she shows up for other patients. Her patients.
Yeah.
But like doctors.
I really like how she's like kind of hard on Meredith. Like she's not like a flowy, flowery therapist. I feel like she's dark and twisty also. And like...
Which I feel like is what Meredith needs in order to like get something out of therapy.
Yep. 100%. Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
My second note is, OMG, nope, 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 burn the place down.
I said, is George you with stink bugs?
Yes.
I was like, why are Lexi and George so broke that they have to live in a apartment?
Yeah, that was one of my last notes, and I don't know why I wrote this in the beginning, but I was like, why is that apartment so terrible? Like, I know you are interns, but like... This is like a place of nightmares.
So, I mean, I guess if they're interns, they are not getting paid and they're paying still because they're still in school. So,
but
like,
you would have student loans to live off of.
Right, right. But also, they're in Seattle. And Seattle is the most expensive place to live in all of places to live. Like, it's more expensive than San Francisco. So,
aren't your student loans based upon where you're living?
I don't know.
Like, your cost of living? Because I know that I have, some friends who were in like doctorate chiropractic school and like didn't work and like just used their student loans. I don't get that.
Yeah. I just think it probably has to do with Seattle being so, but then Christina's in that bomb ass apartment. So who knows?
Right. Sylvia? But then didn't Susan leave Lexi money or George's dad leave him money?
Well, I bet Thatcher has all of Lexi's money.
Yeah, well, that's just talking about, I'll write you a check. So he should have wrote her that check.
That's true. You're right. She should have taken him up on that. It is sad that she, like, she probably could live at home. Like, it's right there, but she's not because
her dad.
Right.
Right.
I do love this, like, weird little time period. I don't actually remember how this ends with her and George living together.
I don't either.
But I know it's short-lived. But should we just talk about the... Well, should we just talk about, Lexi stealing shit? Because I love it so much.
The part where she like grabs the artwork
off the wall. Yeah, so good.
Oh, yeah, that had me dying.
Yeah, that was funny.
And I'm always impressed by like at that end scene, like how it actually looks quite pleasant.
It does, but I just kept staring. Okay, so I lived in a pretty rough apartment, my last apartment. But like, it was like, I don't know. I think the thing that was really throwing me was that refrigerator. I was like, that would never
be in a rental.
Yeah, like that's not allowed. That's not up to code. Like, I don't know. It really stuck with me and bothered me.
Yeah, the appliances looked like the house had once been on fire, and then they didn't replace them.
Yeah, it's like you can find something better than this, guys.
Yeah.
Also, I kept thinking about like where are they sleeping?
Yeah. You know, like there's gotta be two beds.
Well, not even that, but like how gross the apartment is. I was like, how can you sleep in that apartment?
I think I would have roaches just like very much scare me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ugh.
Sylvia,
are you okay with bugs or are you like me with bugs?
No, I mean, bugs are okay. They don't bother me. I'll kill them. I don't like mice. I have a genuine fear of mice.
Yeah, I get that. They're like giant bugs.
they're rodents, but...
They're
like giant bugs.
If anyone has been wondering why the talk of stink bugs have not come up, it's because there are none in my house this year because of I put up that plastic on my fireplace, and it's like they told each other, like, nope, don't come here. There's no escape. Because there's not even any more live ones in there anymore.
Weird.
I know, because this time last year is when all I talked
they
about
they must not feel like that draft
heat.
Or the heat. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically my life, like my quality of life is much better. I just needed to update people. Because that used to be the only thing I talked about whenever we would start the episode.
Yeah.
Don't look around. I don't want
to. We don't have any in our apartment.
I know. So anyways, I also love that her creativity with like the noodles in whatever sort of plastic bins.
Aren't those pee things?
It might have been.
Like a bedpan?
Yeah, it looked like
noodles.
Yeah, she had dry noodles, like, in display. Like, how you keep, like, rice and stuff in the house.
She also had scrub room, whatever. I'm like, how'd she get that off?
Oh, right? Yeah, scrub room number two.
Yeah.
I also love that he was like, you should have got a TV. And she was like, I tried. Yeah. They're bolted,
they're
to,
bolted
the wall.
To the wall.
What'd you guys think of that moment when like, Meredith sees Rose and then Lexi's holding the flowers and she asks what she's doing and she's like, as a sister, as a resident, and then like Meredith quickly switches back.
Yeah.
Like, did you think that was like a breakthrough moment for them or not just like a little thing?
No, I thought it was kind of awkward.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I think that I didn't think much of it. Okay. I thought like Meredith was trying to be nice and then I don't think it was a breakthrough for Meredith. She was just being a snot then.
Yeah, yeah. I just like that Lexi ended up stealing the flowers that Derek got Rose, which is great. Is there anything else on those two?
I don't have much.
Well, we can talk. Do you want to talk about at the end when everything comes together? Or like now when her whole speech to George when he comes home?
Well, why don't we just talk about it now?
Okay. I just love that she said, like, over and over to George, like, I can be your friend. Because I think, like, George needs a friend that isn't a resident, that isn't, like, someone on his level. And I just thought, I mean, she's a little bit, like, needy and mousy or whatever, but I loved that speech to George. I just like them as friends. I don't know. Sylvia, do you have any thoughts on that?
I like them as, yeah, I guess they're fine as friends. I just think it's, George is in that spot that I feel like we've all kind of been at, where it's like you, the people you want to be your friends, he spent so much time focusing on the people he wants to be his friends that he just kind of neglected the fact that Lexi's there. Lexi's trying to mm-hmm. make an effort because he was so, you know, I want to be part of the clique. I want to be part of the clique when, you know, he was, but then he failed. So,
yeah. know,
there's no nice way to put that, but I think it's kind of that whole transition where, you know, the reality is he did get left behind, but he needs to change his focus from, hey, the friends that I used to have to the friends that I can have.
Right. I also think it might be, I don't know what the next episode is, but I feel like George is going to be a little bit more of a positive attitude because he like had that realization of like, I complain a lot. Like I'm not the person that I want to be. And so I kind of hope that, cause I feel like this is like, sorry, final like end of George's sad saga, like, well, until death. But you know what I mean? Like he's got to have an arc and like right now it's down and like it needs to come back up again. I feel like,
yeah, I wonder, I feel like George and Izzy are cool, you know, like after all the shit that they went through.
Yeah, he was like, why'd you cut your hair?
Yeah.
What'd you
do to- I'm just wondering like, why couldn't he stay at Meredith's?
I don't know.
Because, like, spoiler alert, Lexi ends up moving in there into the attic or something. Yeah. Like, why couldn't George just... And spoiler alert, Meredith has 3 kids and her 2 sisters living there. Like,
right.
She has to have plenty of space.
Maybe it was just to separate from the Izzy thing, like, initially after it happened.
I agree.
That could be.
Okay. Okay, so we've got the fucking bear storyline.
Yeah, intestines.
Yeah, in the hands. Was it Christina?
Intestines in the hands.
And I'm like, did you say? And she's like, intestines in the hands. All I wrote was The Revenant, which if you've seen that movie, ooh. Sylvia, like, have you seen it by any chance with Leo?
No.
Leonardo DiCaprio. He gets attacked by a bear is like essentially, I feel like, the whole movie. I know there was a lot more that happened in it, but...
But that's like the movie.
Yeah. And like all I could think about was that. Also how awful it would be to be... Like that might be one of my worst nightmares.
Yeah. So you know how like I lay in bed and I think about sharks? Yeah. I also think about bears.
Yeah. Which death would be faster? I think maybe a shark?
I think a shark. I don't know.
I don't know. You could also drown at the same time.
Probably so shark, because bears, like, play with you.
Yeah, I think I'd rather get attacked by a shark, because then I would just swallow water and pass out.
I don't know. I don't like it. Like, I'm starting to get anxious thinking about either option. Like, I don't know which is worse.
You're going to literally drown.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd rather drown than get played with by a bear. You should not watch The Revenant. It's terrifying.
It is really scary.
But I just... feel like intestines in the hands, that guy, the other, well, so that's that Scott Robinson is the one who, like, gets mauled. And then Philip has the hole in his hand, which I wrote, a.k.a. Jesus. Just like, but cool. Yeah. So, and then freaking Jennifer in her
skull flap.
Yeah, skull flap. Yes.
Yeah. So those are all of the patients.
And then they drove, or that guy drove.
Well, because he has.
I know, it's just crazy. Why didn't the girl with the skull flap drive?
Because she was holding the intestines in.
In the hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's just I feel like it's a memorable storyline, this one.
Yeah.
Forgot about Ankle Guy.
Yeah, I know. I feel like that is like was the most annoying storyline.
But my like favorite line is I'm dying, because I remember watching this when it first came out, and I was with my sisters and our friend Melissa, and we thought that was so funny.
When does he say that?
He's like about to do like a spinal tap or something, and he's like talking about like, this happened to me, and this is happening to me, and I'm getting this test, and I'm dying. And I
think it's so great.
I still say that to my sister. I'm dying.
I've heard you say that. I didn't know it's from this.
From Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. I was just annoyed with Izzy. Like, I was just like so annoyed. Like, I got what she was doing. Like, it was an obvious storyline to me.
Right.
And I was like, quit doing what you're doing, this man. And then I did like, though, how he's like missed his wife, but then he was like, once he found out he wasn't dying, he was like, she's, what do you say, a castrating bitch? Yeah. I think that's what he called her. So that was, I don't know. His name's Otis, if anyone wondered.
Well, I also think, too, it's important that we just speak to the fact that they're playing a game.
Yeah.
And that is why she was doing all of those tests, because she wanted a medical mystery.
Right.
Which Meredith ends up getting.
Of course.
Yeah. But I liked at the end, too, with Chief. I know, Sylvia, he's your least favorite character, but how he, like, comes up to Izzy and is just kind of like, you were a terrible doctor today, pretty much. And she's like, you don't need to yell, like, but you can, you should. And that he gave that, like, speech about, like, I lost by 2 points. You didn't. I don't know, whatever he said.
He used a lot of bear puns. It said something like, the scars you bear are the signs of a predator. Yeah. And I was like, okay, we get it. The episode is about bears.
Yeah, and also, like, the food chain and, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Because even the monologue is all about, like, being an animal.
I don't even know what the monologue said because I was...
Struggling through words. Yeah.
But yeah, I actually... It's like I wanted that scene with Chief to be more impactful for me.
But it wasn't.
No. Like, I was like, I feel no emotions about this.
Yeah.
Also, what room was Izzy in the dark?
She was in the clinic.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. That makes me kind of sad.
I thought the same thing, too. I was like, why are there 8 beds in here? But then I was like, oh, she's in the clinic.
Oh, Denny's clinic.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a lot.
Let's talk about, I feel like there's only that one thing. Okay. Let's talk about, I'm just going to go down my notes. And then if you guys have thoughts, like Sylvia, if you have something that you feel passionately about and want to talk, just like butt in. But I loved that, they're playing like the animal music when they're all like marching around the hospital in the beginning. And like, it cuts to Derek and Rose and it plays that like twinkly little piano music. Did you hear that? That piano music either? Or no? Anyone catch that?
Piano music?
Yeah, like, so, okay, they're running down the hall and it's like, doo, 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 you know, like the music.
Jumanji music?
Yeah, and then it, like, shows Derek and Rose getting out of the elevator and it's like, doo, 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 and like, plays this, like, beautiful music. It was so funny. I don't know.
I didn't notice that. That's a good note.
Me either.
Wow, guys, it was, like, my one thing that I was excited about. Fine.
Sorry.
That's okay. What do we all think of the contest?
I like the sparkle pager at the end. I thought that was funny. And, like, I remember sparkle pager. And I remember, like, later on, like, Meredith giving sparkle pager to Christina. I think it, like, goes into next season, too.
They never did it again, though, did they? Like, with the new residents and stuff?
No. No, this was the only...
Okay.
Yeah.
Izzy says, I don't need sex because this competition is my orgasm, which I thought was also a funny line.
I think it was also funny, like, the opening scene where, like, everyone's sleeping at the hospital and everyone's, like, waking up by being paged and stuff.
Yep, yep.
And also them, like, waddling through the hospital but, like, not running, I thought was great.
Yeah, and when Derek and Rose come out, that's when Christina looks and she's like, she's wretched and mean. Like, and just, like, keeps saying that about her. And, like, yeah, I heard she's wretched and mean. And I just thought
she doesn't look wretched or mean at all.
No, she looks...
Sylvia, how do you feel about Rose?
know. I felt it was weird because I felt like it was that typical girl who dates the popular guy in high school and feels like she doesn't really deserve to be with him. But I don't know. I felt like it was a weird kind of, feels weird.
Yeah, she's like putting Derek on a pedestal. Right.
Yeah, like he's like the hottest thing ever.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, what's that part with when she says she loves him?
Yeah, that's what I mean. That part was like, oh shit, you said that too soon.
Yeah, they've been on 5 dates.
Right. Which it's sad knowing that, like, for me, for her to think about her, like, she's in love with this guy, but, like, okay, we could talk about Mark and Derek. They have some, like, amazing moments. Like, first of all, there's... Right away, he says to Derek, like, I don't like her. Like, yeah. There's no reason. And then he whispers in Meredith's ear. Did you guys catch that? He goes, he's like, they won't last or something. Like yeah. And I thought that was really weird.
I didn't notice that. When was that?
I don't know. It was in the middle of my notes. But he, like, whispers. Derek leaves, and then Mark, like, whispers to Meredith, like, don't worry, Rose and him won't last or something like that.
Huh.
But, yeah. And then.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. They don't.
And then at the end, Mark saying, I don't like her again. And I don't know. I just loved it. He's sad to be left alone.
Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah. He misses his buddy.
Yeah.
He misses his banter with his buddy friend.
I liked how he said two guys on the prowl. Like, he was like, he can't just be one guy on the prowl.
No, he can't do it. Well, because he's being rejected by Han.
Yeah. He just needs to go for someone else. But I just love Mark and Derek. Like, they're like a good little bromance, I feel like.
I agree. I have a note on that where towards the end where Mark says, it's supposed to be me and you. And Derek says, having sex?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thank you for writing that because I wrote having sex and I didn't know what that meant. But yes, that's such a funny thing.
That's good.
He says some line too, Mark says, and Derek's like, that's my line, but I forget what it is. Right at the end there.
Yeah, when he's, like, walking out of the elevator.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember what it is.
They're just the cutest. So I feel like, the episode, we're not going to get to the end yet, but it hits on all these people, like, in their friend group. So, like, Mark feels left out of Derek's thing now that Derek has a girl.
Yeah.
Like, Lexi feels like George isn't noticing that she's being a friend. George feels like his friends are moving on without him. It's, like, that whole, like, animal pack thing.
Oh, yeah. Nice job.
Yeah. And then there's like Christina, which we haven't talked about yet, when she goes and Han and.
So Callie, that is this episode. I couldn't remember if it was.
Yeah. Like they're sitting playing in her house, like playing, what are they playing, cars or just drinking wine?
Yeah. And she's like, it's such an honor for you to be here.
She says, it's such an honor to have you here, Dr. Han.
It's like so.
And they laugh at her. And it breaks my heart.
Well, I know because like, what if I came home and John had like someone that like I admired over and I was like, Josh, it is such an honor for you to be here. That would be really awkward.
She's like, oh, I was just going in here. And she peeks out. It's so sad.
It is super sad. Oh, she just wants to like maybe hang out on like cool terms. So
right,
maybe she can't.
No. She's too starstruck.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, I felt bad for Christina. The thing was that if that would happen to me in my house, I would have been like, girl, because it's awkward. It's your house, and nobody should feel awkward in their own home. And
right,
like,
right.
I felt like Han was kind of rude, considering the fact that she was a guest in Christina's apartment. Yes, it's Christina and Callie's, but she could have just been a little bit more than, can I help you? You
know? Right. She's just kind of an ass. Han.
Yeah. Han is the worst. Callie moved in with Christina.
Right, right.
It's just like.
Well, yeah, because Christina even said that to her. She was like, you are living in my house. Like, you put in a good word, right? And yeah. Callie's like, she's like, Erica and I'm just so annoyed by that whole, like, ugh. I mean, I know they're going to bang and it's going to be wonderful for the two of them.
Yeah.
But they're being very standoffish.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
Yeah, I don't know. When does that happen? Is it the end of season finale?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my favorite season finale is coming up so soon.
Very quickly. Coming in hot.
Coming in hot. Doesn't make any sense.
No.
Okay. A quick note about, so we're talking about, I mean, this Philip guy has a brain tumor. Meredith discovers
it. My name is Philip. I am a poet.
I wrote this poem just to show it. And I laughed. I was like, this is the first time that Shonda uses this whole brain tumor leading to like you being spontaneous and making like crazy choices.
Amelia.
Right. And then it goes into Amelia. And then I feel like there's, I thought there was some, oh, I just liked how George was like, he's like, I just got married on a whim. And she's like, you might have a brain tumor. Like just yeah. scares him. But yeah, I think so. This is like the first time she like, you know, introduces this idea.
Well, yeah. And, but I also felt like with this storyline, like, I like this storyline. Yeah. I remember, like, feeling bad for the woman.
Girl.
Yeah, the woman. And she's like, I'm a trashy waitress and he's rich and he married me. And it turns out it was a fucking brain tumor.
Right.
But I felt like his symptoms, like, escalated very quickly. Like, he grabbed a cub and then all of a sudden, like, 2 hours later, he was, like, laughing inappropriately. It was like, these are, like, escalate, like...
Yeah.
Very quickly.
Which did you maybe they were... Because remember the brother before he died was like, you did this, you and you this. So maybe, like, it was noticeable.
Yeah.
Just not to, like, in the beginning when it's just the two of them in there.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it definitely was escalating.
I also love when Meredith does the eye thing and then goes... Tumor.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my favorite part where she just throws her hands in the air. It's like, tumor. And the guy's yeah. looking at her like, all right.
Yeah. Like, yeah. super inappropriate as a doctor, but she's really happy that she found a medical mystery.
I want to know, that guy looked so familiar to me. Philip Thompson. Let's see who.
He did look familiar. By.
Deceased is his status. As oh, on good. Grace, on, let's see. Played by, where does it say? Sorry. I don't know where his name is. I'll do this later. Anyways.
He does look familiar, though.
Yeah, like, and I feel like he plays an angry person.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Jason O'Mara. Let's see here. Oh, he's been on a lot of things, as everyone has. Nothing that I... Probably, I'm sure he's been on Criminal Minds. I bet he was a murderer on Criminal Minds. And
probably, like, Special Victims Unit.
And that's, yeah, and, yeah, probably, yeah. Anyways. Okay. Another thing that I think could be interesting to talk about is that speech that Karev gives to Chief. He's like doing the sutures and Karev like makes a comment about him and he says that he's scrappy, but no underdog. And he said he's paying for someone else's mistakes. Doesn't make him an underdog. It makes him have to work harder to overcome the cards he was dealt. And I thought that was a cool way of explaining Karev, kind of. Like,
yeah.
he's not an underdog. He just has a much, like, harder life that he's had to, like, get through things. And I feel like that's, like, the first... He always, like, opens up to people, but in, like, a vague way where you don't really know...
Karev.
Yeah, like, what he's talking about. But I thought that was interesting. Anyways.
No, no, I agree. I wonder... Is it this? It's this season that we find out a little bit more about.
Well, Chris. Ava's got to come back soon, again.
Right? And so yeah. we find out about his family a little bit more this
yeah,
season,
I
right?
Think so.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah. Anyways. Oh, and then I at the end I was like, "What is Meredith researching?" I forget. And then I was like, "Ooh, shit! Here yeah. it comes."
The big trial.
Yeah.
Clinical trial,
which I still don't get what it's about. It's for people
shrinking a tumor.
Okay.
So they're in, it's this inoperable, because when they come in to tell dude that he has a tumor, they're like, the neurologist or neuro whatever will be in soon. And she's like, don't make me wait. And then they say he has a tumor and they're like, can you take it out? And she says, no, it's inoperable. And so they inject a virus to try and into the tumor to try and shrink the tumor.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. That's what it's about. So it's about to get real sad.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people are going to die.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. I think
go ahead.
I was going to say, but this made me think. So they did this whole trial thing, and since this is Grey's Anatomy, a spoiler podcast, mm-hmm. it made me think of, like, the season with Kimmy. If this was something that they reused to reduce the size of a tumor, and it was successful, kind of, not really.
Who's Kimmy? Wait, which one's Kimmy?
Kimmy was the girl, Alex's favorite patient, the one who sang.
Oh, the tumor on her, like, larynx?
Oh, like, recently, like, in...
Recently, yeah, the, yeah, like, the newest, the last season that came yeah. out.
Like, why didn't they do that?
Yeah.
Good question. I wonder if it's a different kind of tumor.
That could be.
I don't know a lot about tumors. Marge the cat.
Barge, get down.
Don't jump on me.
Get down.
I love your cat, Brie.
I know.
Just don't know how to pet cats.
Also, I don't know what she's doing here. John's supposed to be babysitting her.
Do you have any animals, Sylvia?
Yeah, I have 3 cats. I really say I have 2 since I really don't like one of them. I have my cat, Kiwi, who I posted a picture of on the group. Mm-hmm. And I have my cat, Nick. She's cool. She's more of a I love you, you don't love me. Like, she doesn't like when you pet her. It's got to be her idea.
Gotcha.
And then the other one.
I think I just heard one. Did I just hear one?
Yeah, she's at the door. The problem with that cat is that she's not fixed yet. That's my sister's cat. So she's meows and meows and meows because she's in heat. That's the one I don't like. I mean, and her name, this is what her name is. At first, we named her Moana, but like Moana.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Moana. But my sister called her Little Bitch. That's what she calls her.
So. I feel like cats are the one pet that can get away with having weird names. Like,
oh yeah,
I was at a conference all week in this like big Detroit warehouse, and there was a cat that lived there. Like, it lives in the upstairs and can come down whenever it wants. So it'd just be like out and about, like on the stage while there's like speakers, and its name is Wildcat. And I feel like cats can have, like, you would never meet a dog like, this is Wild Dog. Like, dogs have, like, names.
Yeah.
Cats have, like, so many different names.
My friend Riva's old cat used to be named Boys to Men, and its nickname was Boys.
Yeah, see? It's so weird. Anyways.
No, Marge, stop.
Okay. Does anyone have any notes that were left in the,
like, in the dust?
In the dust.
I didn't have many notes.
Yeah, I kind of felt the same way because it was, okay, the guy had a tumor and he seemed sincere sometimes, but then it was hard for me to know, did he really love this chick?
Right, right.
But that part felt like, really sad.
Yeah, it was just one of those, like, he seemed sweet towards her, but then it was that whole, was it a tumor? Was it him?
Right.
And really my last note was about Izzy, where, you know, I really felt like, the note was, Izzy spends too much time focusing on everybody else being a good doctor that she kind of neglects her own being a good doctor. I mean, what do they say? You got to do things, not just watch. And I feel like she doesn't take her opportunities like the other doctors. Instead, she's just envious of everybody else. So I think that's why she also deserves when Christina knocked her down when they were running. Remember when she knocked her down?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. Like, she's constantly talking about why she isn't like Christina, why she's not this, when she should just continue being her and, like, doing her own thing instead of, like, constantly thinking about others.
Well, also, but then she tried to, I feel like she tried to do this episode and then it was, like, not successful. Like, she doesn't have the instincts like a good doctor would.
Right, right.
You know? I just don't think she's a very good doctor.
No, I kind of agree, especially after this episode.
Yeah.
Are
there any notes in trivia?
Let's look. Also, oh, there's really not. So the song is originally sung by Metallica.
Cool.
This is the first episode. Oh, it had a Grey Matter blog post, which I still don't really get what it must have been, a fan or like a blog, but it had a blog post. So that's it. But also I wanted to note that the woman who plays Jennifer, like the now new wife of that guy, she looked familiar to me and I looked it up and she was on Handmaid's Tale. So she must have been in, I don't know if like a full season or just an episode, but that's why she looks familiar to me, I think.
Yeah, other than
obviously this episode is so like memorable to me.
It is to me too.
Just because it's a bear and a guy, but yeah. So anyways. Any other things from you, Sylvia, about the episode before we ask you my most favorite question of all?
No, not really. I just feel like the episode came and went.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Should we rate it first and then?
Yeah, let's. Okay, yeah. Sylvia, you have to rate it first because you are our special, special guest.
I would rate this 7 scalpels, and I think it's mostly because Meredith said tumor. I think that just got me.
that got like 4 scalpels for you. 4 additional scalpels.
It's hard for me to rate it because I feel like if I was watching it for the first time, I'd be like, whoa, a tumor and this guy. But like, I've seen it so many times.
Yeah, and you kind of know the storyline.
The shock factor is gone. And so I feel like if it was my first time watching it, I'd give it like an 8. But since it's like my 100th time, I'm going to give it like a 6.5.
Okay, that's fair. I'd probably give it a 6.
And I didn't have any GGBs, unfortunately.
Yeah, I didn't have any either. There weren't really any opportunity. I feel like maybe next episode, because I can sense that these patients are going to transfer over, or this patient.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe there will be a little GGB next episode.
Yeah, and I think the part I did like, though, which is a sad part, is when Christina feels left out in her own house. I thought that was well done, like her acting and how that all went down. Also, this ring is stuck on my finger. Oh my gosh. Okay, so then I want to ask you, also, Sylvia, are you like, do you have a microphone by any chance that's like hitting your shirt?
Oh, you know what? It might be. Yeah, it is.
There you go. Perfect. Okay, so this is your time to tell us anything that you are into right now that you think people should know about. It can be movies, TV, podcasts, activities. It doesn't have to be anything like with that, but just anything you think you want to share.
I was going to laugh and say women.
Oh, yes, girl. I love that.
Let's see. What am I into? Forensic Files are life. I have watched Forensic Files, I don't know, so many times that I know a lot of the cases. And I am a huge spoiler when it comes to watching them on the TV. It makes me paranoid, though.
That's like one of those real true crime ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a great show.
Yeah, so what else?
Where do you watch it?
The Forensic Files? I watch it on YouTube. I know they have it on Netflix too, but I'll listen to it on YouTube at work.
Oh, cool. That's a good idea. Yeah. What else?
Most of the stuff is reenactments anyways, right? Unless you want to see the picture of what the killer looks like.
Were you going to say Good Place was your second one? Because I second it.
Oh, no.
Oh, just kidding.
Show.
Oh, I thought that's what you were
going
to say.
The Good Doctor. I like
that show. My dad watches that show.
I don't know what that one is. Is that the one with the dude from Bates Motel?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so you like that. Is that? It's like season one, right? Or two?
It's on season two now.
Okay.
Yep. And it's medical. Is it like a lot more serious medical than like Grey's, or is it similar vibes?
It's a lot more serious medical. Like, it's more, they don't really talk about the characters. I mean, they don't really dive into the characters' lives, or it's not really more of a funny show. It's more of a, it's more serious, but I like it.
Gotcha. Perfect. Fun.
I did watch the Rookie. I actually like that show.
What's I've never seen rookie? That one either. I'm
That's
so behind.
The one with that cop who's like 40 years old or something like that, and he decides after his like divorce or something like that, he decides he wants to be a cop.
Love it.
And then I just got two more. I like Fresh Off the Boat. I've seen it since the first season.
I've always wanted to watch that one. To.
Yeah, I really like it. I actually listened to the memoir of the book and the Eddie Wong's other book, which I highly recommend. I listen to it on audiobooks. And the last one, I recently got back into Life Below Zero. I do like the Alaskan shows.
I don't know any of these.
Brie, we have a lot of television watching
today. Yeah, this is good. We're heading into winter. So, like, we can get on this.
We can be hibernating.
But Forensic Files has, like, a million seasons. So, like,
yeah.
We have a lot of work to do is what I'm saying.
Also, can I ask a personal question?
Yes.
You said fiance. So when did you guys get engaged?
I don't know.
Perfect.
Well, she's actually going to listen to this. So that's going to be fun. I believe it was two years ago now. It wasn't this year. It was last year.
Amazing.
Did that make it 2 years?
I thought you were going to be like, wait, she doesn't know she's my fiance yet. And I was like, oh, shit. I ruined it.
That doesn't make any sense.
Like a creepy stalker thing, like we're married, but we're not.
Yeah. Perfect. I love it. Amazing. And if anyone was wondering, that chick was in Handmaid's Tale. She was Alexis Bledel's like girlfriend or wife or whatever before they like got separated.
Yeah.
I did the research while we were sitting here. So fun. Sylvia, I just am really thankful again that you are like a patron and that you've been one for a long time and that you waited this long to co-host.
And that you rallied all the people.
Yes, that was still like the most epic thing that's ever happened.
And that you post in the group all the time and that you're just a loving light in this world.
Yes.
And I love your cats.
Little bitch. Let us know.
We're not friends with.
Okay? Oh, right. We don't like that one.
Let us know, though, how Little Bitch does if she gets fixed and if she just stops screaming at you.
Keep us updated on Little Bitch.
So I've been waiting for her to get fixed for a whole year. So yeah. Yeah. I've been thinking of hitting my sister with an eviction notice for her and her cat.
Yeah. For Little Bitch.
Make a tiny eviction notice to give the cat. That'd be cute.
That'd be cute.
But yeah, anything else? But I just think this was great. It was a great episode and we are just thankful for you. So thank you so much.
You are welcome. It was a pleasure being on the podcast. I really thought I was gonna be super nervous, which I was at first. Also because I haven't talked to on the phone since before texting. So
yeah. Most people don't.
We're gonna let you call time of death though. God, Bree, I am bad at talking.
I love you.
We're gonna let you call time of death. And you have to do some math, but I believe in you.
Oh, it's cool. I already preset my phone.
Yeah,
nice.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Time of death, 1929.
Beep.